We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Regular listeners to the Barcelona podcast know that we love our soccer, but we also do love our basketball. And who better to talk about the merging of these two sports than Megan Rapinoe, that's World Cup winner, World Cup superstar, Megan Rapinoe, also the NWSL, and Sue Bird of the WNBA in an all-time great on the court. Their show, A Touch More, is coming to the Blue Wire Network, and we are so excited to have them here. They're going to be bringing their sports expertise in both soccer and basketball with plenty of their own content as well as interviews. The guest this week, Jimmy Butler. That is former Minnesota Timberwolf, which I guess maybe that's not the wrong team to mention, but Minnesota Timberwolf, mostly a Chicago Bull, and now a member of the Miami Heat. So Jimmy Butler on A Touch More with Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird. And you can find that wherever you get your podcasts, especially wherever you get your Blue Wire Network podcasts.
Jimmy, I don't know if you know this, but you're the first guy that's been on our show.
Really?
Yeah. We had to save it up. We're not just letting anybody in here.
And we figured, like, usually when you're on your iPad watching two lesbians, it probably doesn't look like this. But, like, we're so glad you're here, man.
Different.
Wow, that's how y'all gonna put you on the spot on Rip? Man, well, I mean, if that was the reason being, at least I'm in on the action, so, like, I'm
in on the screen
with y'all. Yeah. So we just turned
you're
it
right,
up.
That's a great point.
You just turned it up or not? Yeah. Do I look sexy on the camera, though? Like,
I'm liking the hair's getting a little grown out.
You see that?
I feel like I've seen some of the guys and some people, they're still getting their fits off. I feel like us are like, what do we do? Are you
like
getting,
go out to my car? And
yeah, exactly. Are you getting fits off in this or you're just like, whatever, we're not doing it.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
I don't do nothing. Look, I walk around. Now I don't got on no shoes.
No shoes?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Like, no shoes for me. Not
I know,
house.
People are getting dressed up and taking pictures in the hallway and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm probably just cannot.
I feel like y'all got a little fashion going on with your little beanie. I see the...
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, really
little
brings
bit.
Out the color in your eyes. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, brings out the brown.
Incredible.
Yeah. So, obviously the MJ doc is on right now. We're talking about fashion, so obviously the last couple episodes have been Dennis Rodman heavy. Mm. So, like, who is the Dennis Rodman in your mind of, like, present day? I don't even know if we have one. I'm just, there might
be. Yeah,
we do. Is it, like, I don't want to.
That's who it was. Like, okay. He doesn't give a fuck. Rodman, he's like, yo, you talking about being comfortable in your skin. I like it. Like, you be you, whatever everybody else on the post and say about it, he don't care. He's like, yo, look.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys in the league that, like, dress well. I'm sorry, if you guys have the money you guys have and you don't dress well, this is a major problem. But, like, a lot of guys, they dress well, whatever, but, like, there's a few guys that, like, go for it. Like, you go for it. Russ
Stop.
Goes for it. He doesn't want to be
natural, in the natural, baby. It's natural.
It's
I just
natural.
Put that shit together.
Though, yeah, it's natural. That's the thing. Like, fashion is always natural.
Yeah.
So it's like, you'll, like, you know, you'll wear an overall or you'll wear, like, cowboy boots or whatever it is. Like, who's an up-and-comer?
Yeah, you got one on your team that pushes
you
down a little bit.
Yeah, Tyler's in there.
Yeah. But he's confused, man. He's from Milwaukee. The kid thinks he's black. He got all types of shit going on up here. All types.
What's going on up there?
He'll find himself. It's okay.
I think, yeah. I got two on my team. K-Nun is on it, too. Yeah, two rooks at that. So they're like, whatever. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
in Miami.
They can wear whatever
they want.
Yeah, it's been so cool to look back. I mean, everything in the MJ doc, but to look back on Rodman, like we all knew, like okay, the wedding dress or like the hair or the glasses or whatever, but like. His flannel pant collection, outrageous. Was phenomenal. He was wearing pajamas.
By the way, I haven't seen this MJ doc. I haven't seen it.
Oh, that was a good thing.
No, I haven't seen it.
Just watch the Rodman episode just for fashion.
Yeah.
Wait, but so everybody around like my house puts it on every TV. And I'm just like, you know what? Everybody's watching it. I'm going to go outside and work on my true calling. And I just kick the soccer ball out.
How devastated are you that... Not only the season's ended, but in the middle of Champions League.
But we all know who was going to win. Hello? PSG.
They're stacked. It's like, I don't know how they have won.
Stacked teams don't always win.
Doesn't matter.
They need to win.
I know that one.
No. And that's what I miss. I miss being able to, like, to for real watch soccer. Like, I don't know any and everything about it, but... I just feel like it's stupid hard to run and, like, dribble, kick, whatever y'all call it, the ball.
Wow. It's a lot at the same time.
Yeah.
I know. It's like Saturday and Sunday mornings. It's just like, I know. That's like, it's such a nice compliment to the American sports that we have. Everything that we have is always, like, later in the day or at night or whatever. Like, you wake up on the weekends or, like, midday in the afternoon Champions League, and it's just,
But look, we replaced it with y'all's show. Now everybody's got to go for Saturday night.
That's fine.
A touch more.
Yeah.
No, touch on this and touch on that.
Exactly. Whatever you want to touch on.
That's what we're here for. Trying to bring some entertainment.
New episodes of A Touch More drop Tuesday only on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts.